David is not ascended into the heavens, that he saith of himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, goes to Psalm 10, the most quoted psalm in the New Testament, sit thou on my right hand until I make thine enemies thy footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus whom you have crucified. He's got them on the hook. Both Lord and Christ. So Jesus, his earthly name, Yeshua. Lord, his divine title. Christ, Messiah, his mission. You know, he puts all of that together here in a very remarkable way. And he said, know this. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made this same Jesus, he told them, the one you've crucified, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. If you notice this, look, as we're going through this, this is not seeker friendly. And this is not the Holy Spirit saying, Peter, slow down a little, consider the culture, you're gonna blow people out. No, this is the Holy Spirit speaking through Peter. He's filled with the Holy Ghost. And it's gonna tell us right after this, their hearts were pricked, they were pierced, the idea is. They're listening to this old fisherman who was afraid of them 2 months before this. He's not speaking anything, astounding as it were, but what he's saying is true. He's using the scripture and it's under the power of the Holy Spirit and it brings people's hearts under conviction to the point where it says it pierced their hearts. Look, you and I, when we share with friends, we should share the scripture. It's sharper than a two-edged sword, piercing down to the dividing of the soul and the spirit. It's able to separate that which is soulish from that which is spiritual. And it's able to touch people's lives. And you sow it in people's lives, even if it gets stuck in their memory. I don't know how many people we have come back years later and say, we can't believe you said that to us, and we could never get it off our mind. We were out getting stoned one night, and we realized, what are we doing? Just the word of God doesn't return void. Paul says the word of God is not bound. And he tells us that it is, that it accomplishes, that it is effectual, he says, in your lives, because you received it as the word of God. So for you and I, what a great picture. Here's Peter, fisherman, no seminary degree. Didn't, sit around and write out a 5-point sermon. Was impromptu. Of course, he was pushed to the place by the Holy Spirit. Terrified weeks before, now with boldness, he's standing up. And he's giving testimony to his Savior, whom he learned to love, whom he walked, stepped out of the boat and walked on the water to. The one he had denied and heard the rooster crow, but then came to him on resurrection morning and met with him and spoke to him and restored him. So the rest of the group now accepts his standing up and doing this.